Now, before I invite questions, I'm getting so bold now. Mm-hmm. I even invite questions. Anybody got a question? You know? But I'd like to tell this delightful story some of you may not know. You know how I say after Baba dropped his body, we have come to know him, to view him, to see him in the eyes of you all. You see, we were with Baba. When Baba was in seclusion, we were in seclusion. We were seeing the many in the one. After Baba dropped his body, you see the one in the many. And we had some taste of that before Baba dropped his body. Always, you know, Baba initiates that in every little thing. It can be a little thing like electric light. It can be a thing like that. So there was a family I came to know in Wisconsin, in the States. And they had not seen Baba. They had not met Baba. But they loved him, especially the woman, the wife. But the husband went along and helped her in whatever her feelings were for Baba. Now, the whole family, marvelously, all their names began with a B. Barbara, Barry, Bob, Bonnie, you know, all with a B. It so happened. Now, she wrote, what touched me was she sent a Christmas card to Baba, and he said, on the card, to Meher Baba, who, for us, is the Christ. And I think 65, I still have it. So then there was a fair, just right after the World Fair in New York, there was a fair there, and they got an idea. We shall also do something. You know, hire a stall, make it a Baba stall, put Baba books in it. That's everyone, you know. Of course, we've seen much since then, but that was new then, you know. It was very exciting, it was very touching. So she said, Bob, her husband, is helping me with a little stall. And the big board, the name on top of the stall was, inviting anybody to come, was Universal Message. And she got a lot of copies of the Universal Message from Myrtle Beach and other places and kept a stack of them right in the stall. And there, and she pleaded, you know, she said, please, please tell Baba to help us to send at least some to our stall. Because she says, as I look around, the other stalls are so grand. They have, you know, so much, and our little stall seems lost in it. But please, please tell Baba to, you know, help us send some. And I read it to Baba. I read the letter to him. Good. He didn't commit himself, but he did it. So many came to the stall. So many came to the little stall. And she couldn't believe it. But you know why they came? Baba made them all read the name outside. Universal Message, they read as Universal Massage. And they all went in and said, now, can we get a universal massage here? Massage? I mean, she was so shocked. I said to her after, I said, Barbara, you should have said yes. So put your fingers now in your ears, say, Om, Mer Baba, and, you know. But what of it?
Massage the mind.
Baba was tricky, but so delightful a way. And it wasn't just a few who went and told the others. No, it just kept coming. And everybody got a universal message printed. And otherwise, the stacks would still have been in their shop. Who's going to come? Either they're very bad spellers or Baba universal massage.
You mean it was really message and they read massage?
Yeah, she wrote message, M-E-S-S-A-G-E.
That's all massage.
And you see, they were all into massage in those days. It was all just, you know, yogi, exercises. Right. Arabics hadn't come in yet, it was behind the corner. But massage, universal massage. I mean, that appealed to everyone. Mm-hmm.
money. In Santa Rosa, we have a Health and Harmony Fair.
Uh-huh.
And several years ago, this is at the fairgrounds, our county fairgrounds, and we had a little Baba booth, and we gave out little Baba cards, and people would ask about Baba. We had a big picture of Baba in the background. And many people came up to us and said, I've heard of Mayor Baba, and they were very happy to hear about the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cards had the address of the box in Berkeley, so they could write further.
Wow.
And then we had a sign-up sheet for further information.
Yeah.
And we were in this booth, this big building that was like psychics and all these other occult things, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's where they decided to put our booth. And so we had a little tiny booth, but we were very fortunate. A lot of people came into that building and would pass by all the booths and pick up information.
Hello. I like stories like that when housewives also have to be a little tricky, but if they want to, then they do it. One person we know, a lady, very charming, very, you know, socially prominent, as it were. She had, in the social circle, her social circle was, you know, big and special, and so she'd invite them to tea, or she'd invite them over, they'd come. She'd denude her drawing room of all other literature. No magazines and things, but she would put Baba booklets and magazines, like you do at a dentist's, you know, and you don't know what to do. And the hostess would disappear. Say, I'll just make the tea, and I'm just coming. And she'd disappear, you know, say, Baba, enough time for them to be bored and pick up Baba card or pick up one of the booklets and see. And then when she would come back, one or the other at least would have, who is he? What? You know, Erwin Lux used to do that. No? When driving a taxi,
yeah.
He would put a Baba card. Sometimes the passenger would pick it up and say, here you are. There's something of yours has dropped at the back. Ah, yes. But there are some who would say, who is he? You know, what is this? And then, of course.
Do you know Phyllis Frederick in the early days when she first moved to Los Angeles? Early days.
And right at the source here, it's been different. After Baba Dutta's body and his family come, and so in the evening, being with Mara on the porch, Mara's porch, and then just before leaving, Mara would stand up and there would be a little spontaneous prayer. After all, prayer is a talking to God. And she would talk to Baba and say, Baba, may the whole world come to love you and know you. And, you know, something from our heart, Bishop. And I was standing next to her and I'd pull her sleeve and say, take it easy, Mary, take it easy. Say, after we're all gone. There'll be a stampede, I said, Mary, you go now. She didn't pay any attention to me. No, I didn't see this.
Not working.
Yeah.
But anyway, some early days before Baba was still in the body, she would give dinners in her house. Phyllis Frederick.
Yeah.
Before our time.
Yeah.
Early days, I don't know, she would entice people. She would have a dinner. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
And she wasn't a good cook either.
Wow, that's really special.
Phyllis and I were old friends, I can say that.
But in the 60s, you know, when she first moved, she would have dinners and teas.
Yeah. None of those. It just that. She made it very, very accommodating and very, especially easy to come to her house and stay and linger. You know.
Eventually.
She used to work at Matters,
yes.
Toy
yes,
company.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And she'd once in a while send a toy for me.
Yeah.
And one of the toys I still have, it's so simple. It's stunning, it's so simple. It's just a little elephant sort of a doll, you know, with a cap that's pointed here. And it's a baby. And his eyes are closed. There's nothing much on it. You just shake the box, and then it goes into different positions, like a child when it's sleeping, you know. A leg would go here. And it's so effective, so beautiful. I still have it. That's one toy I haven't parted.
Phyllis did some very unusual things to get publicity for Baba in the early days. She would do provocative things just to get Baba's name out there. She would go on these talk shows, which back in the 60s were very different than they are now in the States, but she would go on these shows and be very provocative about, you know, picture of Baba and this man is God. And she was on sort of like a nut. Yeah. And I mean, she was sort of seen that way, but yet she was getting Baba's message out very straight and in a straightforward way. And the people then would take her very seriously and see, here's this very intelligent woman. She's very loving. She's obviously not at all a nutty person. And so Baba would be taken much more seriously than at first when she might have been auditioned for the show and they thought, well, this is a funny, kooky message. It'll get viewers.
You know, that's extraordinary how some of our experience has been since Baba dropped his body is that, you see, we had a different way of thinking of which pictures Baba looks beautiful in. This is a picture that's right for those who have not seen Baba, or we want to spread his name and let others know. This is the picture. Mary was, you know, so she would choose this. And we found that people were just drawn like anything in pictures that he looked like anybody's uncle, you know. Really, it's amazing. And recently, say some months ago, we had a Baba Love story. A child was one of the class in the class was asked. The class was asked to draw a picture of what God would look like. And this is in Bill and Peggy Stevens' family, a grandchild. Yeah. He drew a picture of Baba, you know, mustache, hair, and then. And it was a hit. The teacher thought, this is so beautiful. This was as God should look, you know. And she put it on the door of the classroom and stuck it there for days. Anybody going in and out of the class, everybody saw it. I was intrigued. I said, please send me a Xerox copy. You know, I send it to me. And she did. And I only knew it was Baba because the mustache was there and the hair was there. I can't imagine what that teacher could have, you know, this is how God should look. Because she chose that. It's amazing. Also, there's one picture, and the earlier picture of Baba saying, don't worry, be happy. Where that's the one time where we have known Baba, when Baba put on weight. And the double chin is there, you know. But that's not a picture we would give to others, you know. I mean, that doesn't represent Baba. That's just one time. And I mean, and Mary was certainly would. But they made cards by the hundreds.
Is that so,
No. She's sitting in a chair.
Just a big smile. So,
he's a salesman.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But they love it. So when Rick Chapman, 2 years ago, was printing more cards, lots of cards, and he would send us tax for the trust, because we like putting a card in with each receipt that comes to the trust, especially the Indians who don't get a line or a word, but they get a card. They love it. So, what was I saying?
Baba's card, it wouldn't be the card that you
wanted. So I said to Rick, I said, look, you're printing them again. I sent him some picture I knew Mara would like. I said, look, why don't you do that? Why are you printing this picture in Rick Baba? He said, you have no idea. When people ask, sent to us, they ask for this picture. They are attached, they're drawn. It doesn't matter what the picture is. Baba does his work, so if he uses any picture, we couldn't believe it.